The latest showbiz news.
From Australia to Hollywood.
The Big Show Entertainment Report with Jayden Forster.
And we are starting in Hollywood this morning. Hello, Jayden Forster.
Hello to you, PT. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. I'm better than those two people over in Hollywood, Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. Have you been watching any of that this week?
Well, yeah, I sort of have, but I had to perm my hair, so that, you know, on the scale of higher importance, that came first. Actually, I wanted to ask you, speaking of importance, for you as an entertainment reporter, scale of 1 to 10, how into it are you?
Probably hovering between a 5 and an 8. It sort of varies depending on what is going on. But of course, for me, it sort of goes outside of my interest levels. It verges into sort of newsworthiness.
Yeah.
So therefore, I sort of have to be involved in what's going on or aware of what's going on. Well and truly into a three-ring circus situation now. And it's quite extraordinary to think that we've still got another 3 and a bit weeks to go of all of this. It's really got all the makings of a Hollywood movie, but it is a serious thing. I mean, we're talking about an extremely toxic relationship here and an alleged case of domestic abuse. And this week we heard some various witnesses, all for Johnny Depp's side of the case. And there was one, a psychologist, who testified that Amber Heard, in her opinion, had 2 personality disorders and no form of PTSD. We heard from a police officer who testified that based on the appearance of Amber Heard's body when they attended their apartment back in 2015 or 2016, that she didn't believe that Amber was a victim of domestic abuse. And as I said, you know, it's got all the makings of a Hollywood movie. Mm. Overnight, we have this major plot twist where a petition created way back in 2020 calling for Amber to be dumped from the second Aquaman movie has now amassed more than 2 million signatures. So
you
just can't script this sort of thing.
It's quite amazing, isn't it? 3 weeks to go in this defamation trial, 3 weeks to go in the Australian electoral campaign trial. Same but different, I guess.
Well, yeah, the sort of the sublime and the ridiculous to some degree. But, I suppose more people would probably be interested in the Johnny Depp Amber Heard situation than they are the federal election, I would say.
I think you might be right, you know. Chris Rock's mum has weighed into the Will Smith Oscars slap incident. What's happening?
Yeah, well, this is Rose Rock. She's an author and a motivational speaker, quite a good one, I must admit. She was in Colombia earlier in the week for a speaking engagement, and she went on and did a TV interview with a show over there called Soda City Live. And, of course, as you would expect, they asked her about the slap. Here's the question and her response.
Yeah. As a mother, seeing your child going through something, even at his older age, how did that affect you?
Well, I told someone when Will slapped Chris, he slapped all of us, but he really slapped me.
Why do you say that?
Because when you hurt my child, you hurt me.
When you hurt my child, you hurt me. A mother's protection is 100%, isn't it, Jayden Forster?
It is indeed, yeah. It's pretty clear there how she sort of feels about the whole thing. And, you know, we know how Chris Rock sort of feels about the whole thing as well. And for what it's worth, Will Smith, I know last week we spoke about how his wife said that they're engaging in a period of deep healing. Will Smith, for what it's worth, this week has been spending some time in India seeking some spiritual guidance from a guru. So hopefully he is getting the help he needs because, as I said last week, he clearly has some issues.
A spiritual guidance counsellor in the form of a guru. He could have rung me. I'm a bit of a guru.
Yes.
Let's bring it back home, Jayden Forster. The NAB Mini Legends TV advert is back. These are absolutely fantastic commercials, and I cannot wait to see the new one.
Yeah, they're always of a very high caliber. And I think the best part about it too is that anyone can literally be in these TV commercials. Like 9 times out of 10, they're not child actors. They're just kids off the street.
Really?
Absolutely. An agency called Chameleon K Casting here in Melbourne does all of the casting. They have things up on their website. I can tell you today the ad is coming back later in the year for a new installment. It hasn't been back for a couple of years because of COVID, but they are casting at the moment, and I believe that they will be looking for players or kids that look like players from Port Adelaide, the Doggies. There's a Brisbane player in there, and there's a couple more that they'll be announcing over the next couple of weeks or so. But yeah, if you have kids that would like to be on TV or are interested in footy or play junior footy, Chameleon Casting will be the place to go for all of that information.
Just Google search that and I'm sure it'll pop up in front of you. And given the Doggies call Ballarat their second home nowadays and are actually playing games at Mars Stadium, they played one last week here in Ballarat and unfortunately got beaten by the Crows by a single solitary point. Maybe we've got some Ballarat kids out there who could front up as Doggies players. That'd be cool.
Yep, certainly, indeed. You know, head online and check it out. You know, you could have your next sort of little TV star or movie star sitting there in the lounge room right as we speak.
Have a wonderful weekend. We'll get more entertainment from you next Friday inside of The Big Show. Thank you so much, Jaden Forster.
Pleasure. Thank you, Peter.